The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that kids sentenced to life must be given a meaningful chance of release. But for those who committed crimes after 1994 in Virginia, the only option is geriatric parole, occasionally given to elderly people who are suffering terminal illness. The state Supreme Court said that was good enough. But Senator David Marsden and a federal appeals court disagreed.
A 15-year-old sentenced to life without parole, they have to wait till age 60 to apply for geriatric parole, which on average over the past 5-6 years has been granted 3.5% of the time. Arenda Wright Allen of the Eastern District said, no, geriatric parole in its face is absurd. That's not what the Supreme Court meant.
So Marsden has introduced Senate Bill 1152. It would require that anyone who's served 20 years for a crime committed as a juvenile be considered for parole.
Especially with kids, we need to be out of the lesson teaching business. You don't teach people lessons by locking them up. You know, kids who are already suffering any number of home problems and identity issues and poverty don't improve because somebody's teaching them a lesson. They need help.
And the odds of being paroled improved last week when Governor Terry McAuliffe made good on a threat to start replacing parole board members who were releasing very few of the 2,765 inmates who committed their crimes before parole was abolished. The board's chair, Karen Brown, was a former prosecutor who had little sympathy for convicted criminals. She's now been replaced by Adrian Bennett, who practiced poverty law before getting a seat on the parole board. McAuliffe chose Jean Cunningham to replace Bennett as a board member. She is a former state representative from Richmond who holds a law degree from Howard University. I'm Sandy Houseman.